Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're looking at the No Agenda newsletter, specifically their February 15th, 2025 edition. They always have kind of a unique take on the news,
Yeah, they do.
so this should be interesting.
For sure.
Right away, they start talking about the holiday weekend.
President's Day.
Yeah, President's Day. They're like, "Hey, don't forget to donate."
Oh,
They even
interesting.
say something like, "We're here putting out content, even when people are less likely to be listening, so
Okay, yeah.
hit that donate button,"
Right.
which I thought was kind of a clever way to
Yeah.
tie it in.
For sure it is. And they have a lot of options for donating too. Yeah, like you can be an executive producer, that's pretty standard, but then they have some more unique things, like you can become a Commodore. It's very clear that they are listener supported. They don't have any advertisers. They don't rely on any
Okay,
corporations.
so now that we've gotten the donation stuff out of the way, let's actually jump into
The
the
news.
news. So the first thing they talk about is the Biden administration and specifically promoting what they call gay and transsexual ideology globally.
Globally.
And they single out Uganda and Guatemala as examples, and they use some pretty strong language to condemn it.
Oh, that's interesting. How do they frame that?
Yeah, so they're they talk about how the Democrats are like, "Oh, we didn't want these policies to be exposed, but they still support the policy." So it's like they're trying to create this sense of like hypocrisy or a contradiction.
Like they're not being honest.
Exactly. So then they move on to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is apparently the Secretary of Health and Human Services.
Oh, wow.
And
I didn't realize that.
yeah, and they talk about his like day one promise to get rid of all those prescription drug ads on TV.
Interesting.
Like specifically those GLP-1 weight loss
Oh,
diabetes shot.
right.
You know, the
Okay.
ones.
Yep, I see them all the time.
Yeah.
Wow, that could really change things up.
Yeah. And they're saying that it could actually like
What do they think it's going to do?
normalize coverage of health care
Oh,
in the
wow.
US.
So they're saying that because those ads are there, the media doesn't cover it.
Yeah, like they're afraid to.
Afraid to bite the hand that feeds. Interesting take.
Then they talk about the Department of Education and how it's about to be shut down.
What?
Yeah, so they point out that like every Republican president since Carter has promised to do this, but none of them have. And now they're saying that Trump is actually going to do it. And of course they're like, and everyone's really upset about it.
Oh, of course they are. Yeah. That's a very classic political theme. Like they make all these promises on the campaign trail and then nothing happens. But they're saying that Trump is actually.
Yeah, he's the one that's actually doing it.
Interesting.
So next up, they've got this whole section about
Oh,
taking
Gates
advantage.
Vance. Yeah.
Yeah, so apparently he gave like this really controversial speech at the Munich Security Conference, and it really pissed off
It did.
what they call the unelected elites of the EU, and they make it
Oh.
sound like the EU thinks that everyone else is just like
What did they say?
stupid fools.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you can already see where they're going with this.
Yeah, definitely that distrust of international institutions
Yeah.
and just a general feeling that the people in charge are
Out of touch.
totally out of touch.
And of course, no agenda newsletter would be complete without their plea for money.
Yeah, their call to action.
Yeah.
What did they say this time?
It's the usual, you know, we rely on your donations, we're independent media, all that stuff. But I think it's interesting how they tie it into
Tie it into what?
like the content of the newsletter, you know? Like they're basically saying if you want this kind of news, you got to support
Because
us.
nobody else is going to cover
Exactly.
it,
That's
right?
pretty smart, actually. It makes you think, huh,
It does.
about how independent media works and what are the implications of being solely listener supported?
Is it really unbiased or does it?
Or are there other biases at play?
Exactly.
Yeah,
Interesting.
so they're really good at like connecting all these different things.
What kind of
Like
thing?
they've got the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. thing and the Department of Education and
I
taking
bet
Vance,
it's all tied
and they
together.
make it all part of this bigger story
About what?
about like, I don't know, political promises and societal shifts and this clash between the elites and like
And the regular people.
the average person.
It makes you think
It really does.
about what's going
And
on.
where we're headed.
Yeah, and what it all means.
Exactly.
That's powerful.
It is.
So what else are we gonna look at?
Well, let's dive a little deeper into some of these themes and see what we can find.
It seems like they're really tapping into this distrust of institutions.
For sure.
You know, like it comes up over and over again.
Yeah, it's not just the Biden administration. It's the EU. It's even like the media and science sometimes.
It's this feeling that these big institutions don't actually care about the average person.
Right. They're only looking out for themselves.
Exactly. And they even name names, you know. Yeah. They're not afraid to say this person or this organization is corrupt or out of touch.
It's very, like, populist.
It is. Yeah. It's that classic us versus them mentality.
Yeah. And it makes you wonder, like, is this kind of rhetoric just reflecting how people already feel? Or is it actually making things worse?
That's a good question.
You know, is it like a chicken or the egg kind of thing?
Are they feeding the fire or are they just reporting on the fire?
Exactly.
That's hard to say.
Yeah, and it's like we have to remember this isn't just like a neutral presentation of the news.
No, they definitely have an angle.
Yeah, they're choosing specific stories.
And, and they're using
very specific language.
Yeah, loaded language meant to evoke a certain
And they're drawing these connections that, you know, maybe aren't really there.
It's all about creating a narrative that supports their worldview.
Exactly. So it's not about saying that they're wrong.
Right.
But it's about being aware.
Being aware of the bias.
Yeah, of the potential bias and like really evaluating.
Critically evaluating.
The information. Yeah. You know, we have to be able to spot.
Right.
When we're being manipulated.
Especially when it's something that we already agree with.
Oh, yeah. That's the trickiest part.
Right. Because it's easy to just go along with it when it confirms our own biases.
Exactly.
So we really need to be careful about that.
That's why I think these deep dives are so important.
I agree.
Because it lets us like step back and really analyze you know, how the information is being presented.
Absolutely. And consider
different perspectives.
Alternative viewpoints. Yeah.
Right. So speaking of different perspectives.
Okay.
I'm curious to hear your thoughts on their take on Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Oh yeah.
And that whole thing with the prescription drug ads.
Okay.
They really seem to think it's gonna be like a big win.
Okay.
And maybe even like a turning point.
Oh wow.
For how healthcare is covered in the media.
So they're focusing on that one policy change.
Yeah.
It seems like they think those ads are really distorting how people view healthcare.
Right. And this isn't like...
This isn't a new idea.
Brand new argument or anything.
I know. There's been a lot of debate about pharmaceutical advertising and the influence it has.
On doctors and patients.
Right. Exactly.
Like some people say that it drives up costs.
Yeah.
And promotes treatments that people don't really need.
Mm-hmm.
And then other people say that it's actually helpful.
Right. It gives consumers information.
Yep.
So it's complicated.
It is.
But the newsletter definitely takes a side.
Yeah, they're like...
They're portraying Kennedy as this hero.
Taking on Big Pharma.
Right.
And that's going to resonate.
For sure.
With a lot of their listeners.
Yeah.
Who are probably already pretty skeptical.
Absolutely.
Of the pharmaceutical industry.
It just goes to show that even a seemingly simple policy change can be interpreted...
In very different ways.
Yeah, depending on your perspective.
And those interpretations can have real consequences.
Right, because how we frame an issue affects how we think about it and what solutions we come up with.
Exactly.
So it's important to be aware of that.
Absolutely.
And then there's that whole thing about political promises and accountability.
Especially with the Department of Education.
Right. They're making it seem like Trump is the only one.
Only one who's going to actually do it.
Willing to follow through on this promise.
Even though everyone else has said they would.
For decades.
And they're using that to...
To what?
Like bolster his image as a man of action.
Right. The guy who gets things done.
Yeah. Even if it's unpopular.
No matter what.
And that's a really compelling narrative.
Especially for people who are just fed up with politics as usual.
Because it plays into that whole...
That idea that politicians are all talk and no action.
Exactly.
And they don't really care about the people they represent.
Right.
And by portraying Trump as the exception, they're implicitly endorsing him.
As a leader.
Yeah, even without saying it directly.
Subtle, but it's effective.
It really is.
It's like they're tapping into people's anxieties and their beliefs.
And using that to shape their perception.
Exactly. And when trust in institutions is low... That kind of message could be really powerful.
It can.
So it all comes back to,
what?
Being aware of how information is being used.
To influence us.
Yeah, to influence our opinions and our actions.
We need to be critical thinkers.
Now more than ever.
Absolutely.
We can't just passively picking.
Whatever they're giving.
Yeah, absorb information.
We have to actively engage with it, question it.
And consider different viewpoints.
Exactly.
Well said.
So
ready to tackle that last section.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so that J.D. Vance speech, huh?
Yeah, they really made it sound like a big deal.
It was like he was taking on the whole EU single-handedly.
It was very much a David and Goliath kind of framing.
Yeah, they painted him as this brave truth teller, you know, standing up to the establishment.
To the unelected elites.
Right, and they did not hold back on those elites.
No, they called them arrogant, out of touch.
They even said that the EU sees everyone else as like...
stupid fools.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty harsh, but...
it is.
It's effective.
It is. It taps into that populist narrative that we've been talking about.
That the people in power don't care about...
about regular people.
The average person.
Yeah, and that they're making decisions.
That don't benefit us.
Exactly.
And a lot of people feel that way.
They do. It's a real frustration.
So it's easy to see why that kind of message...
resonates.
Yeah.
And it's clever how they use Vance's speech to reinforce that narrative.
To make him seem like the champion of the people.
Right.
And by extension, they're aligning themselves...
with that same sentiment.
Yeah, like, we're on your side.
We're fighting the elite.
Exactly.
It's smart, especially for an independent media outlet.
Because they need our support.
Right. They rely on their audience.
So they're building that sense of solidarity.
Yeah, we're all in this together.
Fighting against the man.
It all comes back to framing how we present an issue shapes how it's perceived.
And how people react to it.
Exactly. And that can have real world consequences.
For sure.
So we always have to be aware
of how information is being used
to influence us.
Yeah. And it's not always obvious.
It's not.
Sometimes it's very subtle.
And then, of course, they end with
the donation plea.
Of course.
But it makes sense.
It does. They're independent.
Yeah, they need the money.
They rely on their listeners.
And they make a good case for it.
They do. They say, if you want this kind of news...
you got to support it.
Because nobody else is going to cover it.
Exactly.
It's a powerful argument.
It is.
So what have we learned today?
I think the biggest takeaway is...
yeah, be critical.
Of everything you read and hear.
No matter where it's coming from.
Especially news.
Especially news.
Because everyone has an agenda.
Everyone, even us, we're trying to be as objective as possible.
But we all have our own biases and perspectives.
That's unavoidable.
So question everything.
Do your own research.
Think for yourself.
And don't be afraid to challenge
the status quo.
Or the conventional wisdom.
Well said.
This has been a great discussion.
It has. It's always fascinating to see
how different outlets present the same information.
And how they spin it.
And what their motivations are.
Thanks for joining me today.
It was my pleasure.
And to all of you listening out there, thanks for diving in with us. If you find value in our show, please support us at thinkanddactlocally.com/donate link in the show notes.